420 was the birthday of Austrian-born German politician and the leader of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, a fella went by the name of Adolf Hitler.
He
was a decorated veteran of World War I. And he joined the war. Hold the fort. He hated Jews.
A far-right group whose leaders have been charged with sedition in connection with the January 6th insurrection.
Thanks for killing the boss, Heather.
You want to do it.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words of this adulterous and sinful generation of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed
of me.
Stay dead. And the dolphin pushed me to safety. The reason I was the first one to ever do this, the man said I was the first one to ever do this, but I watched the Animal Channel before I went over there. And if you play dead, a dolphin will push you to safety. And look at this motherfucking shot. Bury me with the dolphins, bitch.
Yo, Broncos country, let's ride, baby.
Hey, first of all, I wanna say Alhamdulillah, God gave me everything. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow night, I'm gonna smash your boy, guys. I'm gonna smash your boy.
Get it right, Dario.
Oh, kill him.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Too many Christian women are losing their salvation because they masturbate.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
Omar?
What?
Let me tell you something.
I can say one.
Go home and get the gun.
Yes, yes, yes. What a joyous occasion this is. What a joyous occasion this is. Paul Pelosi was beaten over the head by his gay lover, David DePap. Man, could you, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Your wife's out of town. You're chilling. You're a little old. Probably pop a Viagra. You do the natural thing. You go out to your local gay club. And you pick up a young boy, or at least a young boy that's younger than you by a couple of decades, maybe a few. You go home, and both of y'all have alpha energy. Y'all have alpha energy. See, that's why in the great book, what's the book's name? Let me get it up for you guys really quick, because I want to give proper respect to the book. Let's see here. The Way of the Superior Man, by David Deda. There has to be a masculine and a feminine. Even in a homosexual relationship, there has to be a masculine and a feminine. There has to be those two roles. So when two alpha bros go to have gay sex, it gets a little aggressive, and naturally somebody gets hit over the head with a hammer. Yep. At least that's how it was reported at first. And now the story's kind of getting backtracked a little bit. But I'm pretty sure we all know that's what was going on. It was first reported that they knew the guy, they were friends, and then now he didn't know the guy. He broke in. But it was first reported that they were both in their underwear. What else is new? The Sandy Hook victims were originally seeking $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones because he pretty much he was using free speech. Now, was he wrong in what he was saying? Absolutely, he was. I'm not here defending him for what he was saying. I am defending his right to free speech, though. He didn't hurt the kids that were murdered that day. He just hurt their parents' feelings. And it shouldn't be a crime to hurt somebody's feelings. And this is coming from a dad. You know, I completely understand the anger, and frustration you would have had to feel for Alex Jones. I completely understand. But you should handle that how you handle that. It shouldn't be a crime to say something and be wrong. Because if that's the case, we need to check every single one of these fucking politicians, every single president that ever ran. We need to check on what they were running on originally on the campaign trail and what actually got done. And then I think we need to hold those people to an even higher standard than what they're holding Alex Jones to. Because as a president, the stuff that you say on the campaign trail and lie about, I say there's more irreparable harm done than that, than the Sandy Hook victims. And I'm super empathetic to, again, I have kids. So I can't even imagine, you know, so I get it. But it shouldn't be a crime to say something and be wrong. It just shouldn't. Because eventually you're going to say something and they're going to think it's wrong. Because who do we entrust? Like, who do we entrust into what people can and can't say? Who do you have the faith in to govern that? That shit was tried and failed. That's why motherfuckers escaped and ran to America. It's the First Amendment for a reason. The first thing that motherfuckers that escaped from a tyrannical country, the first thing they wanted to get clear across the board was the right to free speech. And that is without a doubt being attacked right now. And it's not even hyperbole. It literally is. You can look at the Alex Jones case, for example. You can look at people being mad at Elon Musk for being a free speech absolutist, which everybody should be, again, because eventually you're going to say something and they're going to determine that it's going to be wrong. You can't say anything about Jews because they control the media. And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy what they got people like doing to Kyrie. The man made an Instagram post about a movie that was on Amazon Prime streaming. Off that, let me fact check myself. That let me look up the post that got him in trouble. Let's see here. They're getting there. They're getting NBA legends like Shaq and Charles Barkley to turn against them. Let's see. The movie was called Okay. So, an Amazon page. So we're not mad at Amazon here. We're mad at Kyrie for sharing what Amazon had on their page. The film was Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. It's the film is described to be filled with anti-Semitic disinformation. To my knowledge, I haven't seen anything from the movie that shows that it is anti-Semitic. I haven't watched the movie, and I'm sure nobody else has as well. It's just deemed by who knows, but it's just deemed to be filled with anti-Semitic disinformation. And to this day, it's on Amazon. It sits at 4.5 stars, 1,200 reviews, 4.4 IMDb. And it's still on Amazon. So again, we're not mad at Amazon here. We're mad at Kyrie for posting a movie that Amazon already has and still has. You could buy it. You can rent it right now for in HD for $11.99, or you could buy it for $50. Let me see what some of the reviews say. 75% of the reviews are 5-star rating. Says, let's read this one. Oh shit, in the past couple of days, people have bought it. They're excellent, informative, excellent reading. Well-researched work. July 18th, 2019, History Unveils an Ancient Truth. As a scholar and one who has researched much, this is a good introduction into the history of a people. The information is not new. It's out there. So it's not new. So this was in 2019. So this is before a couple of days ago when Kyrie posted it. And it's from everything that I'm reading, it's showing to be true, or that the information has at least been out there. Let's see here. Juju in August of 2020. This is the first bad review I've seen. This was not a movie. Also not for beginners. This was just another slideshow. I ordered Dalton's DVD and they also were slideshows from him talking. Also, do not buy or read his books if you do not have a college level understanding of history and you are a beginner. So the information is deemed to be anti-Semitic disinformation. But from everything that I've read, the information is out there, but you're going to need a degree to understand this shit. Let's see here. Yeah. Yeah. Free speech is under attack. You can't post about what Amazon has because you're going to be in trouble for it. Not Amazon who, I would think more people know who Amazon is than Kyrie Irving is in the world. Right? So what the fuck are we doing here? I hope this makes sense. I hope I don't sound crazy as fuck. But like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't know, man. This shit is scary because, again, who do you put your trust in? Who do you put your faith in to govern what people can and cannot say? When you do that, that's when you get your Hitlers. You know, that's dictatorship. We should learn from history, not live in history. Again, when motherfuckers escaped from their homeland in hopes to create something new, search for something new, the first thing that they put to the paper was our right to free speech. And then the very next thing is your right to a gun, which is your birthright as an American. And we have people willingly activating against it. Like, so in broad daylight, as of right now, they are attacking the first two things that when motherfuckers escape again from their homeland where they were being oppressed by a tyrannical government, the first two things they banded together. Think about how hard it is to get people to agree to anything. So the first two things, your right to free speech and your right to bear arms. And it's being attacked. You can't talk about any fucking thing anymore that they don't agree with. And they eat their own. So it's only a matter, people, I don't understand it. it's strange. It's strange to me. I think you have your right to be, to say, I don't even think you have your right. It's your birthright to say whatever the fuck you want, as long as you're not threatening physical harm to anybody. I think you should have the right to say whatever you want, and you should have the right to bear arms. And yeah, those two are being highly attacked right now. What else is new? I've recently been doing a couple of stand-up shows. I did really good the first time. Second time I bombed. That is such an uncomfortable feeling, because you're just up there trying to make motherfuckers laugh, and when nobody laughs where you think you're gonna get them to laugh at, that fucking, man, talk about a fucking ego crusher. That's the ego death. So that's been fun, working on new material, trying to sit and write, think about, just think about my life and what I can make funny out of it. Been doing that. I really didn't have a whole lot. I hope you guys like the intro. I spent, I spent like 4 or 5 hours somewhere around there, working on that thing. I've always wanted to make something like that. So it was super cool to be able to learn how to do that and make it in real time. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I low key listen to that first thing when I wake up in the morning. It gets the day started. Song was Heavy Metal by Don Felder. I first heard that song listening to, when I was watching South Park, Kenny was getting high, sniffing cat piss, or something like that, it took him into a whole nother world, and that song was playing, and I've loved that song ever since. So that's my homage to South Park. That was the inspiration behind it. And I've always just wanted to compile just random shit that plays in my head from videos, movies, whatever, and to be able to put it against the music was pretty cool for me. I enjoyed that a shit ton. So I hope you guys liked it. Nothing else has been new with me. Just been getting to it. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't really want to spend too much time. I really wanted to get the music out there. I wanted to get back into the swing of sitting, talking about my thoughts, talking about what's going on. That was it. Thank you. Thoughts for your thoughts. You guys have a blessed one. Stay safe.